Hey everybody, welcome back to Friends with No Benefits. Hi.
No benefits.
No benefits. I felt like that was a cute opening.
Hi.
Kawaii.
Very kawaii. I'm your host, Cole Chaney. I'm here with Tim Hudson.
That's a me.
That's a him. And Nipple Walters.
It's a me.
That's her. And today, we don't know what the F we're going to talk to you about.
Nope.
Not a single clue.
Ta-da! Ta-da! We warned you.
We're really prepared for this week.
That's okay.
Yeah. We could talk about how the sky's not real.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Sky's not
real.
Yeah,
I bet you didn't see that one coming, huh?
No. Damn, I didn't. No, not at all.
Yeah, it's not real.
What is it? Is it not real?
No, it's not real.
So
what's going on? It's the sky. Nicole's shocked. Okay.
Yeah, Nicole is shook as fuck right
we
now.
We opened up strong. So, opened
what,
up strong.
What are we looking at then? Are you being serious or like?
The sky's not real.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Is it like how like birds aren't real?
Birds are drones.
Dude, birds are totally what? Drones.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that birds are surveillance drones.
This is too much.
For the government.
Yeah, for the government.
Especially pigeons.
Yeah, George W. Bush pilots all the drones.
So is the government coming after me because I had a flock of seagulls try to attack me the other day?
Yeah, they're definitely onto something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You remember, like, was it this year, like last year, when the government had that huge shutdown?
Yeah.
Did you see any birds around at that time?
No.
Mm. Exactly.
I did see some mail trucks still going around, though.
That's not...
Yeah, but no birds.
Birds.
That's not a bird.
That's not...
No men are honest people.
I don't think I was looking for birds, though. I'm sure there were still birds.
I didn't see a single bird.
I don't know.
Yeah?
Speaking of that, I think in Maslin, on those taller buildings, like downtown, when it starts getting, like, ugly looking.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. So I'm pretty sure that there's, like fake owls on top of there that are surveillance cameras.
Oh boy.
Why?
Like, honestly, though, I don't know. Because one day I was sitting out there and I was staring at, I saw like something perched up on the roof and it didn't fucking move at all.
Whoa.
And it looked like an owl. But it was like.
Did you like.
3 p.m.
Did you like get out of your car to look?
Well, I mean, we were going to Smiley's for dinner or something.
Ooh, yum. Smiley's is good.
Yeah, lit. Smiley's great. Lit, but we were lit, out lit. There lit, waiting, lit. And I just looked up and saw just a motionless bird. Motionless in feathers.
Whoa. So, like, it was just a bird perched on a thing?
Yeah, it didn't move.
For how long?
For the whole time I was there.
Like, hours?
Like, yeah, how long?
Well, like 30 minutes. I feel like a bird would at least move its head or shake or something within 30 minutes.
Maybe.
If it was
real. I'm not too read up on like the habits of owls.
Yeah. Or any bird.
Or birds
they
in
move,
general.
Man.
Well,
they gotta move.
They gotta move, man.
They are nocturnal, though, if it was in the middle of the day.
Some owls are not nocturnal.
Are they not?
I don't
Double
know.
Exactly. Oh. Wait, what's going on? I don't know who to side with.
School me and not even know.
You just gotta be confident. That's,
yeah,
that's the secret.
Confident. Yeah,
confidence
me.
Is the secret.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Yeah,
if
hit
you
it with me.
Had to.
Yeah.
God, where am I going with this? If you needed, right?
Yeah, if I definitely needed
$43.
Okay.
Okay, that's pretty exact. Okay.
And 73 cents.
Okay.
And you needed that.
I needed that.
And you had to get only, there were only two options.
Okay.
To get this $43.73. And the one option is to eat a bucket of chocolate pudding.
Okay.
And the other option is to butter a piece of toast.
What?
Well, damn. Do I get to eat that buttered
Wait,
toast?
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And the $43.73 is sitting on a stool in front of both of these options with Dolph Lundgren dressed as He-Man standing behind the stool. And there are only two options. which would you take?
Is he just there watching me perform these options?
Yeah.
Do I get...
By the way, made that up on the spot. Don't know if you could tell.
Right. That felt... I actually thought it was planned for a couple of weeks. I thought you said, hey, I need to ask you something.
I've been writing this like a script.
The other day, you said, hey, I need to ask you something, and then you never asked it, so it's probably been working since then. I would... Now, do I get to eat the buttered toast after
you
just
butter it.
What do I do with it?
You put it back down where you got it.
You can literally just go make your own toast and butter that too after you get the 4373.
True.
You know what? I'm actually gonna butter the toast. I'm gonna take that 4373 and go buy toast.
Can I butter the toast with the pudding?
No, then you're puttying just the toast.
Are you a sociopath?
Just for fun.
That wouldn't be buttering it. You'd be puttying it.
But there's a whole bucket there. What am I going to do with that bucket of pudding?
You got to eat it.
I don't want to.
Well, then you got to butter the toast.
Well, I guess I'll butter the toast.
Then. I mean, honestly, for that amount of money.
But I wanted to put pudding on it.
I'm glad nothing obscure came out, because I'm sure for that amount of money, it can't be too drastic.
Yeah. You know? I mean, so it's not like there was. It's not a multi-hundred-dollar winning.
Both are fair actions for $43.73.
Yeah.
I'd butter some toast.
Yeah, butter that toast, bro. That sounds like a sex thing.
Yeah.
Butter your toast.
Anything that needs buttered, I'll do it for $43.73. Free shipping.
Anything?
Anything.
Anything that needs buttered?
What if someone had a cyst on their asshole?
Oh, jeez.
Would you butter it?
Yeah, I mean,
for $43.73,
being that I'm probably going to have a butter knife on me, so I get that good spread.
What if
spread?
You pop the cyst while you're buttering it?
Then extra flavor. Extra heel.
I'm gagging.
Uh-huh. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for me?
Hey, you look like you have... Don't yawn.
Why are you yawning? Are we that boring?
Yeah, wow. 7 minutes in and you're falling asleep, huh?
I suppose.
What would you like to talk about then, Nicole?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fall asleep on my podcast, you can put it on the spot.
Maybe we can talk about that terrible movie you made us watch last night.
Terrible? That wasn't...
We didn't even finish it.
It only put us all to sleep.
Yeah.
It was aggressively okay.
Aggressively not okay.
Last night we watched Masters of the Universe.
From what, 87? 87.
I think. With Dolph Lundgren and
Courtney
Cox.
Courtney Cox
for some
did
reason.
So bad.
So bad, dude.
The whole movie was
How
just
How did she
a
get
lot.
On Friends?
After that.
After
she
that.
Was, I honestly, at the beginning of Friends, she wasn't that good either. She must have got a lot of tips.
Maybe.
During the filming of that show.
Well, and... Like, she wasn't hot in Masters of Universe for some reason, but she was really hot in Friends. Like, she was hot. So.
Probably because she got a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. She was, what, like, early 30s when they first started that show, I think?
I don't know.
I would guess early 30s.
I would hope
I'm
early
30s. I'm gonna check it out.
Why wouldn't you just use Google?
Yeah, what are you doing right now? She went to IMDb.
Just ask Google.
See
say,
when
hey,
Friends
Google.
Started.
92.
Friends started in 94.
I thought you said 82.
Nope.
I was like, that's not right.
Hey, that's not it.
94.
But
close the door.
Jennifer Aniston was always way hotter.
She's
I mean,
still
doesn't
hotter.
Age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's aged.
She has, but beautifully. I think so. She's
not
still
so much
beautiful.
Anymore. I'm not into grandmas, really. I mean, that's like not my thing. That's Tim's thing.
Yeah, that is Tim's
thing.
That's not my
not
thing.
Not grandmas.
Bro, she looks like a grandma.
She does not look like a grandma.
No, she doesn't.
Right now? Yes, she does. Look up a picture of her right now.
I already did that. At least once a week.
I just saw a commercial with her on it. I forget what it was for. It was for something stupid, too. Oh, boy. What was it? I don't know, but she looked pretty old.
We just watched her in that one Adam Sandler movie. What was it?
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
What was it called?
The One. See?
The
Murder
one.
Mystery.
It was a good movie.
She looked really good in that.
Did we finish that movie?
I did.
They can...
I fell asleep.
No, I think you took a poop.
Was it good? It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So. Yeah, she was 30. She was... Courtney Cox was 30 when the show first aired. Yes,
what,
I
when
did.
Friends aired?
Yeah.
What year?
1994. And she was born in 1964.
So she was how old? 30? I wasn't listening. I nailed it. I'm the best.
Yeah, you did.
But Friends came out in 1994.
I was 2 years off.
I nailed it.
He still said 30s. Like, that's good.
Yeah, I said early 30s.
Got one out of two, right?
That's all right.
And I was 2 years off. Give it to me.
I was she did not look I was exactly that, right. Yeah, Bob did. Barker would have
I thought they all looked
pulled
early
me
20s.
On stage.
No.
Wait, she was born in 64?
Mm-hmm. Grandma.
That's
Courtney Cox. Courtney
Cox.
I know.
But
Jennifer Aniston,
yeah,
I'm sure, is
Aniston
about
is
the
just
same.
As old, yeah.
You know?
Dang. How old is that?
Courtney Cox
55?
Still looks really good, 50, too,
yeah,
though.
50s.
Mm-hmm. Nice. 55.
55.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If the opportunity presented itself and it was consensual and all the paperwork was done.
Right.
I would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably, like, hold her hand or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd kiss
Cox
Matt LeBlanc.
Is actually...
I'd kiss Matt LeBlanc, even after all the drugs.
Oh, dude, I'd do drugs with Matt LeBlanc.
Oh.
He's gotten... People have told him he looks like Matt LeBlanc. Do you see it?
No. Not even a little bit.
I see it a tad.
When I don't have facial hair and my hair was short, yeah. People would tell me that all the time at Menards.
Yeah, I see it a tad. Because Matt LeBlanc has a really flat face, and so does Tim. He's got, like, flat cheeks, you know?
Just give me a how you doing.
No, I don't think I'm in a righteous place to do that.
Come
righteous.
On, just
shut
just
up.
One.
Give me one.
How you doing?
No
one said I sounded like Matt LeBlanc. I just look like Matt LeBlanc. That's what I've been told.
Oh, yeah? All right.
It's le different.
Le different?
Le different.
All right.
All right. All right.
Oh, did you hear about that YouTuber that was fucking underage girls and like,
again?
Onision or whatever his name is? Yeah, so I guess this guy, like, was dating this transgender girl. Yeah, girl, because it was a male to female, okay. And they took in some, like, homeless 16-year-old, I want to say she was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, getting nudes from her and, like, fucking her and, like, him and, like, the YouTuber and the girlfriend were arguing over, like, who took her virginity first and shit like that. It was fucked up. How did you not hear about that?
No, that's weird. No,
right,
I have
not. It was,
like,
everywhere. Yeah, this happened in, like, I want to say, like, May.
Oh. Maybe I did. I thought it was, like, recent.
I don't know. Maybe it was more recent. I watched, like, 3 different videos on it on YouTube because, like, all the commentators were, like, talking about it and shit. It's fucked up.
Yeah, that is messed up.
I was hoping
you would... Is the girl okay? Like,
yeah, she's fine now, and, like, she's not with them anymore.
Good.
And, I guess she has an Instagram, and, like, from what I've read on Reddit about it, people, like, have seen her Instagram and say that she's doing fine and seems happy. So,
good. That's good.
That's good.
That's very good.
Yeah. At least that's good.
Yeah.
But I was hoping that you would have heard about it so we could talk about it, but...
Unfortunately not.
All right. I'm so sorry. Asparagus is weird.
What a whack vegetable. Like unfortunately, we didn't go see Dr. Sleep this weekend, or else we could have talked about it.
Yeah, why didn't we go see Dr. Sleep?
Because you wanted to watch Masters of the Universe instead.
I didn't want to spend money.
Yeah, true.
I have no money.
Yeah.
If you saw the budget I just made today, I have no money.
Tim could have taken us out on a date, right, Tim?
I guess. I was already going to do that anyway, but Nicole told me she didn't want to go anywhere.
I was hungover.
Well, yeah. That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we learned Nicole's limit is 7 Bud Lights.
8. It was 8.
Well, 8's what made you throw up, so 7's where you should stop.
Yeah, 7's your limit.
Well, and then probably the Thanksgiving dinner mixed on top of it was not.
You didn't throw that up, though, did you?
Uh-huh. Oh, she did.
I told you.
I thought you said it was all Bud Light and then a little bit of corn.
A lot of corn.
A lot of corn.
Well, I think because what made her sick is that she ate first and then probably started drinking a bunch.
I had a couple before I started eating.
Well, that's fine, but like your majority of drinking was way after you ate.
It was the
midway. She grabbed a plate of mashed potatoes and threw corn on top of it, and that's what she threw up. Yeah. So that's what I think. That's what pushed her over.
Yeah.
No, it was the beer that pushed me over because I started getting dizzy, and that's when it all went down.
Oh, bro, I love the spins.
Oh, yeah.
I love the spins.
As soon as I got sick, though, I felt so much better.
Yeah. The spins honestly,
we got McDonald's on the way home.
I'll just lay in my bed and just look at the ceiling and just spin, and it's so fun.
Not for me, buddy.
Well, that's why you throw up and I have a good time.
That was the second time I've gotten sick off of anything, so.
Well, tell us about the first time.
Oh. So it was my 22nd birthday.
Oh boy.
I invited Cole Chaney to come out for my birthday.
First mistake.
Yeah. Tim and I went to Red Robin for dinner because that's one of my favorite restaurants. I had two mojitos there. Someone bought me a shot of, I don't drink liquor, so that's also second mistake. Had a shot of raspberry Ciroc. He Yum. Got me a shot of tequila.
Yum.
And then after all of that, including, you know, some beers in there too, probably. After all of that, Cole buys me a drink.
A monstrosity.
The monstrosity. An Irish car bomb. And immediately after that, we were probably at the bar for maybe, not even an hour, maybe 45 minutes, and I had to leave.
I know, I remember, because like, we drank the Irish car bombs, and then it was like, yeah, like 20 minutes later, I was like, where the fuck did Nicole go?
Yep,
like,
I was done.
And then your friend, I forget who was there.
Bree,
yeah. She was like, oh, I think they're in the car because she's throwing up.
Yeah. Like, and she was pregnant at the time, so she was trying to hold my hair back. She's like, I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah, I was like, what? Get out of here. What? So then I went and I just go up to the car and I see a huge puddle all over the parking lot. Like, it was at least a person laid on the ground. That's how like far this puddle was wide.
Well, it was also on an uphill, so it was coming down. Yeah,
it looked like, like a crime scene, like a chalk outline.
She just fucking what is that? The Exorcist.
Yeah,
you just exorcist all over that parking lot,
mm-hmm.
And I laughed, and then you guys left, and I left, and it was a good birthday, yeah.
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 Yeah, you didn't want to come out to the bar. Good thing you only had to be there for a half hour.
Know your audience, right?
Yeah. You came in with a mission.
I was like, what can get Nicole out of here the quickest? I'm gonna put a shitload of dairy in her, and she's going to puke it all up, and then we can go.
Nice.
You're the best, bud.
That wasn't the plan. It just played out like that. It was really fucking funny, though.
Oh, jeez.
Is that blood on my wall?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know.
Has that always been there? And I know that one's been up there.
Dude, so the crazy thing is that whenever I put, after you moved down, I put the back room as our game room, or as my like computer room and stuff, I started noticing like specks of red stuff on the wall.
It wasn't even in that room. It was all over the place.
Yeah, so I don't know, like...
Like that, yeah.
If the walls are bleeding...
The walls will ooze green slime!
Or bugs are just aggressively flying into the wall.
All these trailers
are haunted.
Well,
then there would be bug bodies, though, wouldn't there?
No, Roxy probably scoops them up.
Needs
them.
No, she doesn't. She's never really... I've never seen her eat bugs. She's not a big... She doesn't really play.
Lame.
I tried to play with her yesterday. Like, I pulled the ball off of that scratch toy and was like dragging it across the floor, and she wasn't having any of it. She was scared of it.
I wish my kitten didn't play.
You're the one that got an orange kitten.
He's so bad.
You know orange cats are assholes.
Yeah, but Spunky.
Yeah, they are.
I guess when I met Spunky, he was in his old age, so he like didn't do anything bad. But this kitten, I swear.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone heard that, buddy.
I didn't even mean for that to happen, though. I was just breathing and it just hurt.
So what did he do?
He knocked over my lamp, broke the light bulb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my friend gave me like a pretty little succulent planter for my birthday 1 year. It's broken. It's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is awful. He's the worst thing to walk this earth.
Yeah.
But I love him because he's cute.
Yeah.
But I hate him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cat moms will understand.
Don't vaccinate your cats.
Yeah.
It'll give them autism.
No, vaccinate them.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, update on my niece. Went to a family dinner with the entire family Saturday. And I told my brother and sister-in-law about the my boobies story. Mm-hmm. And then Addison started laughing when I told the story and then stood up on her chair, lifted her shirt up and said, "Oh yeah, show boobies."
Is that the youngest one?
Yes.
She's like, "Oh, you're talking about my boobies."
She's like, "Oh yeah, show boobies." And she like lifted her shirt up and was like, I looked at Kyle and said, "Are you a proud father?" he was like, Well, it is what it is. So that's how that's going.
Kids are fun.
Yeah. Don't want them.
I do. I don't have any friends, so no, I just need...
I would have a kid, and it would never leave that phase. And knowing me, my kid's going to be the one showing boobies throughout her whole life. And I don't want that. So, oh, fuck. Did you see the news about T.I.?
Yes,
bro.
I have. Yeah.
So, apparently, T.I. goes to the gynecologist with his daughter to make sure that her hymen is intact and that she's still a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
Fucking crazy, bro. Yeah.
And it's that not is even crazy. Like, it's not even like, like you can't really prove
anything.
It doesn't tell anything. Because you can literally
break it doing sports, can't you?
You can break it doing sports. You can break it riding a bike, riding a horse. You can break it from using like feminine stuff, you know?
A tampon. You can just say it.
Okay. But you can break it in any of those ways. And then, you know, sometimes whenever you have sex anyway, sometimes it still doesn't even break. So, like, there's no sign in, like, showing any of that. Like, there's no point. There's just no point.
It's just Tip being crazy.
Yeah. Up until she was 18, too. Like, he might have stopped, I hope, because she's 18 now. But up until she was 18, like, that's just...
Could you imagine, bro, if your dad was sitting in on your gynecologist visits?
No.
Oh.
That'd be so
I mean, if my dad was hella rich, like T.I., I probably wouldn't mind.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't mind.
He's not necessarily, like, sitting in on it, but he probably would ask, like, the gynecologist to, like,
all right, doc, what's
check
the report?
That. Yeah, what's the status, you know? What's
come
the
on, report? Come
they
on,
were actually,
Maury.
The
lie detector test, did it work?
They were actually talking about it on the radio show I was listening to, and they're like, what's next? Are they going to, like, start measuring her asshole to make sure it didn't, like, like stretch?
Is that to see if she can fit, like, 5 or 6 raccoons?
Oh, my God, Tim.
I'm fucking dead, bro. What? Oh, from the... Oh!
Yeah.
From the raccoon... Yeah.
I remember that. Two raccoons. If she can fit, like, 5 or 6,
like,
she's
what
does
that have to do with anything? I get it now. Fuck, dude. What?
Yeah, your daughter's asshole measures up to 3 raccoons, and I know scientifically it's supposed to be 2, so...
I'm gonna start checking her tonsils, make sure there's no disturbances in there.
Yo, you've been sucking some dick.
No, I just had thick spaghetti the other day. Please,
thick.
Please.
I ate an entire Italian sausage.
In a bite.
Fuck.
No, I couldn't imagine.
Bro.
Some people are even born without one, also.
Without a vagina?
No, without a hymen.
Without a hymnal? Oh.
A hymnal.
A hymn? What?
A hymn.
Is this a choir class?
Yeah.
Hymnal.
Everybody open to page 354.
In the hymnal.
We're going to talk about your hymnals.
Oh, sometimes when you open your hymnal, it bleeds. I don't know. It's the Virgin Mary. Unexplainable. Who called that a miracle around these parts? Oh, we're all going to hell. In case we weren't aware.
VIP.
Yeah, I'm going to lay in the middle of the road.
Oh, nice. What? Early access. Early entry.
VIP pass.
Early entry. Oh, boy.
Have you ever seen your asshole?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen mine.
You don't want to.
Bend over in a mirror and looked at it?
No.
You don't want to. Dude, you know what's great? Here. Can't relate. When I did it, when we lived in that next door, because you can stand on the tub.
And just bend over and look through your legs?
Well, I mean, we're give like a look back at it.
I'm not gonna look.
Right.
Who, me?
Well, if you look at your been legs,
bad.
Don't point your finger to your mouth. But if you look under your legs too fast,
oh my god, I would have died if I would have walked in the bathroom. We just.
What?
Me? Oh, stop it.
Oh, you should have knocked.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. Unless you want to.
Does that count as a benefit?
If I look at your asshole?
No, if she looked at your asshole.
Oh, yeah, I never do that.
We don't go there.
Yeah, that's off limits, yeah. Really.
It really is.
We don't go to the ghettos.
But no, it's not as appeasing as you want it to be.
I didn't think it'd be appeasing. I've just never seen it. Like, that's like living on the planet and, like, we haven't seen all of our oceans. I haven't even seen my entire body. I haven't even seen my butthole, dude.
Well, then go look at your butthole.
Yeah. I'm about to go do it right now.
I want to go get
my review.
Yeah, go do it right now. No, dead serious. Review. Go do it right now.
I'm going to go.
Come right. We're gonna go. Are you serious?
I'm going to go look.
Really?
Shut the door, please.
Well, of course.
I have a straight shot to your bathroom.
I'll be right back. Tom, keep them entertained.
What is happening in this episode today?
Cole's going to go look at his butthole.
I know. I know that's what's going
Why
on.
Why did I look? I'm trying to pee.
Do you want to be in there?
Yeah, no, Cole, do you need some help?
No, that'd be a benefit. Stop.
Oh, is that a benefit?
That's a benefit.
It's not that bad, he says. I mean, maybe I just chose a bad day.
A bad day for what?
To look at my bottle.
Yeah, probably. Did you shower before or after?
I don't remember.
Yeah, probably beforehand, and it was probably all.
All right, so here we go with Cole's review of his own asshole in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back,
Hi,
Cole.
Buddy. Okay.
How was your adventure? Did you go far?
Yeah.
It's right there.
I know.
He probably had to travel through the jungle to reach it.
But so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. It was a lot hairier than I expected.
Yeah.
And it looked like there was there were multiple layers to it. Right? So like, you know how, like, when you chop a tree down and there's rings?
Oh yeah.
They were.
I kind of give it, you know. I know.
Were they like ringed? Like if I looked inside of a gobstopper, it would just be.
Yeah, my asshole's a gobstopper. Let's go with that.
Like the rings, you know.
Be sure to rate 5 stars, everybody.
This is a lot.
Oh, fuck.
I feel bad for whoever's listening.
It really wasn't that bad, though. I was expecting it to be like a portal into the dark dimension, but like...
Yeah, you're not going to see the devil waving back at you.
Like. I was expecting... Dude, I pooped a lot today.
Fair.
Like, I... And like, they haven't been good poops either.
Stained poops.
Yeah, like, they've been like sockwids. Like, as it's coming out, it feels like a whole turd, but then I hear it splatter like rain.
It's like rain
on your wedding day.
I've had bubble guts.
Free ride.
When you've already paid.
Then it's not a free ride.
I heard. I didn't read it. Yep. But I saw an article that Alanis Morissette is going to do a full performance of Jagged Little Pill.
So why?
That's lit. Because it's a lit album.
Where? In her living room? Oh, or
I don't
like
know. Your sister
in venues
it.
Across the country?
Yeah, just in her living room. Same.
Are they doing a single show in California
and
not doing any
others? Do you think Alanis Morissette
has
seen her own butthole?
Yes.
So confident with the answer.
Ryan Reynolds has also seen her butthole.
Ooh, good
Ryan.
For him.
Yeah, good buddy. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good job, Deadpool. Yeah,
remember when they were together?
No.
Whack.
Whack. No. He whack. Deserved to be with me.
Mm.
Whoa.
Wow.
I really wouldn't take Ryan Reynolds. He seems like kind of a dick.
That's mean.
But really funny.
I thought you were saying because he doesn't deserve to be with me.
Oh, with you?
Yeah, I thought you were like
oh, no.
Dragging me.
No, I just...
Don't you talk about Ryan Reynolds like that? Who are
I
you?
I mean, he's...
Don't talk about me like that.
I'm talking about Ryan Reynolds.
I want this to be about me.
One night event takes place in New York City.
That's not far.
Of the debut... Oh, ahead of the debut of the Jagged Little Pill Broadway musical. They're turning it into a musical. What?
Whoa.
Bro, do you want to go see Cats?
Do you want to go see Jagged Little Pill? Because I want
to
see
No, I don't.
That.
I really Dude, don't.
Like oh the God. Movie adaptation of Cats that they're coming out with?
No.
Or like the actual musical,
the musical.
On Broadway?
Yeah, the musical.
Yeah, meow. Dude. Broadway was sweet.
It was.
Nah.
Phantom
well, I'm sure
the,
Phantom of the Opera would be
yeah.
sweet.
As soon as the music started playing, like the overture, I started bawling. Like, I was just...
She's so excited.
Yeah, that's my favorite musical. I love it. And that it was really good, too. Aladdin, not so much.
Was Gerard Butler there?
Almost. He sounded almost just like him. Like, almost. Really.
I think it was Gerard Butler.
Oh, my God. I would have died.
What's her face there?
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John. She was there for sure.
Emmy
Rossum. Olivia Newton-John.
I know. I was kidding.
I was going to say. I was like, she's... Where'd that come from? Well, we've covered a wide variety of topics so far.
Yeah, you've gotten puke, you've gotten ass, and you've gotten poop.
That's a trifecta, brother.
Yeah.
That's not bad. If this isn't going to get those new viewers, I don't know what will. I'm going to hashtag this hardcore.
Hardcore?
I'm going to actually hashtag hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like number sign hardcore.
Yeah, with a 4 instead of an A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number sign hardcore.
Pfft. Ah. Dude, I started playing The Outer Worlds today.
It's good as fuck, isn't it?
It's fun as hell. That first mission to get your power core in the beginning,
right?
So much went down.
Bro.
I shut down power to a village.
Oh, you shut down the village? I shut down the main place.
See, no, I shut down the village, but then I went.
How dare you?
And then I went to that guy to read.
You corporate scum.
I went to read and I killed him.
Oh.
And I convinced him to make the girl from the botanical garden the leader of of the town, and then I murdered him. Yeah, so I was like, here.
Okay.
You deserve a bigger place than this small place, so we're going to take your skills to South Beach.
Yeah, I shut down corporate, bro. Fuck them.
Yeah. I made them corporate. They were mad at the man. I turned them into the man.
I turned them into the man.
Now I have two squad people with me, and I'm just now exploring
bro,
out.
I had to restart the game because my bitch died. My girl.
What bitch?
I forget her name, but the first girl you get.
So oh, she died?
Per whatever. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Well, but yeah, like
Pavlarv or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, she usually dies for me, and then she just stands back up.
No, she like died in my game. I was playing like I think it was like hardcore or something like that.
Oh, okay. I just played on normal.
Yeah, she died, so I had to restart.
Yikes.
I lost her. That was my bitch, dude.
She's cool.
I hooked her, bro. Did you make it to the space station yet?
To that dude's space station?
No, big one.
No.
Oh, okay.
I just left the main, like the first starting world.
Oh.
And
okay.
So I went to the space, Nevs.
Yeah.
Space station, yeah. And then I'm getting a bunch of weapons, and then I'm going to the next world.
Never mind then.
That's all right. It's fun though. I'll probably play a little bit later.
It's really fun. Did you get off work early or something?
I called off.
He called off.
I didn't feel good this morning.
I knew you were gonna.
Yeah.
I knew you were gonna last night.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't feel good this morning.
I was all right with it because I didn't want to have to drive over here in the snow. So I was like, hey,
in
babe.
In the snow?
Yeah, it's supposed to snow tonight. We're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches.
Ooh, I'm going to go roll around in it.
Nice, dude. Dust yourself.
Yeah, dust yourself.
Yeah, I'm not excited for this winter.
Why?
It's supposed to get real bad.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
No.
I had to. We had to stop at Menards and get windshield wipers for my car. Because they were poop.
Mm.
So I installed them while it was raining.
I need to get a new windshield. So
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yikes. Man. That's upsetting. Because I had a rock hit my windshield the other day, and it literally just did a little, like a little dink.
That's what it was at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of days, it would just get longer and longer. And I would like rub my finger on the windshield and leave a smudge where it was, and I come back, and it's all over here now.
Oh really? You marked it?
Mm-hmm. And then I would leave a little smudge and just see how far I grew every day, like a height chart with a child.
Nice.
See, yours must have been a bigger dink than mine.
It was pretty big dink.
Yeah, mine is barely a dink. Like, I, like, it barely got it, and I just, yeah, like, scraped a little pissed. Glass off of it. And that's really upsetting.
I'm still sad about it, to be honest with you.
And there's, like, nothing you can do about that, is there? You can't, like...
Not when it's that big.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, no, there's, like, not, like, if that happened, like, if you're stuck behind a truck and they fucking flick rocks at you, you can't do anything about that. That's awful.
I mean, I could have, I cared, I probably could have got that guy that rust fell off his
couldn't
truck.
Yeah, like, got their license plate?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, he could have, yeah, because when you're driving, you're responsible for anything coming off of the truck, even if there's a sign on the back of a dump truck that says, please stay 10 feet away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if something out of the vehicle in front of you falls and hits your car, they're responsible.
Oh, yeah, because so a giant piece of rust, like, flew out of his truck.
Yeah, it broke off his truck, and then...
He could have gotten his license plate and contacted the police.
But with you, it was just a rock, so you can't
do
anything. It
was just a rock from under a tire, yeah.
Mm,
yikes.
Man.
It's just unlucky. Story of my life. I'm the most unlucky son of a bitch in the world. I have no luck.
Right.
You all have witnessed it many times.
Multiple times.
No luck.
Yeah, I'm excited. They're going to pull. They're gonna do a drawing for those prizes on the 15th.
What if you win it, but then they say, oh, no, you called off?
Ooh, that's what I was going to say.
That's me.
Get it. Oh, I'm just like, what if, though?
No,
that's what I was
saying.
Whenever he was telling me about how they're like cutting, like, because he's already lost his money.
I'm just picturing what that workplace, how they think. And that's something I could fucking see them doing. Because
like,
they are assholes. Because
they'll literally call the name, look up like past like people, and like, oh, no, he called off last week. Mm-mm. Pulling another game.
It live in front of us.
I know, but they could probably have like a spreadsheet of people who called off.
No. They're going to pull it out.
That place is... I don't put it past
that's
them.
Fine.
That place is petty.
But fingers crossed, I win this Oculus
Bro, if you
Quest.
Do, that's fucking lit. Because those things look sweet.
Yeah. And they're $400.
Also, I don't have to buy it for Christmas.
It's the 128 gig one. So it's like $500.
Dude, it's like a blindfold for sex, but better. Because like...
I suppose.
Like, you know, like when you're fucking and you like you get blindfolded and you pretend there's someone else, right?
Sure, yeah.
Did you know? I did that with my ex a lot. Did you never do that?
No, we've never done
that. Oh.
no, <you're> not.
I mean, not. No benefits, no.
Yeah, like I would always tell her to put a blindfold on me and I would pretend that she was someone else. And you can do that with an Oculus now. New topic. asparagus is weird.
No. Asparagus is weird. But what if you're eating an asparagus? I mean, your comment, blindfold, but better. Doesn't always have to be about sex. You can eat an asparagus, but VR it as a carrot.
Yeah.
Asparagus is better than a carrot.
Yeah, I understand that.
No, you can, can eat a piece of cauliflower and...
cauliflower
blindfold it as Broccoli.
It is broccoli. It's the same
thing. You would know. You would know if it's white or green.
No, what I'll do is I'll eat chocolate cake.
White or green.
Oh. Yeah, those are colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it was racist. I'm talking about broccoli and cauliflower.
Green lives matter.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Cauliflower lives matter.
I suppose.
No, but like I could eat a giant chocolate cake and then VR it as a bowl of salad.
Oh, yes. I like that one. I like that one right there.
Why is this cake crunchy?
Yeah.
And tastes like ranch.
No, it'd be the other way around.
No, like I'd be eating the cake.
Yeah.
But watching me.
Watching me eat a salad.
Salad.
Yeah. So I feel good about it. But I'm actually eating a whole chocolate lava cake.
You don't feel good when you're eating cake?
I'll feel bad about it.
What I kind of hope.
But if I think I'm eating salad, I won't feel bad about it.
Is because.
No regards.
It's because it is an all-in-one system. I wonder if it has like a camera on the outside. So you could still wear it and then see what's in front of you.
No.
So I don't never have to take it off.
No. That'd be AR, not VR.
True. Who's that guy with the thing?
RoboCop. Like that?
That's not what I was thinking of.
Cyclops?
Are you thinking about...
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I was thinking
Are you thinking about Cookie?
Either one fits, so...
Are you thinking about Cookie from Ned's Declassified?
No. No, she was thinking.
Cyclops. My God, Ned's Declassified. I forgot that.
That show was lit.
That was lit.
Yeah, the friend Cookie had that thing in his glasses. He put it on his computer.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I want to go home.
That's
and
a
watch
Google
that
Glass
now.
Or Google Lens.
That was
whatever
such
the hell
a good
called.
Show.
That's where Google got the ideas.
Yeah.
Ned's Declassified.
Google Glass. I'm like, yep. Look.
Oh fuck.
The only way to survive high school.
I gotta poop. Good thing I saw my butthole.
Jeez.
Do you want to look?
I don't want to look. No.
Oh.
Do you know
he's proud
you
of it
do?
Now that he knows what it looks like. He's
you
proud
should,
of it.
You should do the same thing you just did to look at it, but then also poop.
That's coming out like ice cream. It's like an ice cream dispenser.
Gross.
Give me a cone.
Dairy Queen calls it soft serve, so.
Me too.
It's a soft serve. Are you okay over there?
Uh-huh.
You like these talks.
Do I? Yeah. Do I enjoy shit talk?
She said it. She said the word of the day.
What do I win? A bucket full of pudding?
You get to look at my butthole.
Surprise. Oh, no.
That's not a prize at all.
I don't want it.
You're where it sucks to win.
I'm refund.
Ooh, I really gotta poop.
Dude, maybe you should go poop.
Not yet. We're almost done. We only have like 15 minutes left.
Okay. Well, we should just move into the bath.
I mean, well, we can't. Not that portable.
I don't want to be in the same room as him as he
pooped. Why?
Because.
You're in the same room as me right now, and I've been farting this whole time.
It's no, the well, same
You're over
thing.
There. Like it's not, though. It is, though.
Honestly,
it's
my not. Farts might be worse than how my poop smells.
But I haven't smelled them, so it's okay. Like,
yeah, currently his farts have been passing past his poop, collecting more smell particles.
It's in the smell particles.
So the farts are actually cleaning the poop as it comes out clean.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Yeah, science rules.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
I've never watched
Bill Nye.
Ever in
Bill.
My life.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
She's not a man.
She's whatever I claim she is.
Oh,
are
is
you,
I?
I'm just kidding. Are you saying that she's just a possession?
Am I your property?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you are, but no.
Oh, what?
What? Sorry, I sneezed. What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
God.
But
I blacked
if I say,
out
like,
what happened.
Hey, bro.
Bye, guys.
Hey, dude. It's all the same.
I'm a dude. You're a dude.
What? She's a dude.
We're all dudes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Asparagus is so weird, dude.
Bro, asparagus is weird as fuck. Meteors are unpredictable.
Dude. Yeah. You're so right. Dude,
that's
all...
what you used to say to me. We finally got the house. We finally got all sorted out. We're good. And you're like, meteors are unpredictable. Like,
they are. They are, though.
You told me, like, well, great. I guess you're
now
right.
I got to get meteor protection on my insurance.
Yeah. Speaking of that, some guy from ADT came to our house today.
Knocked on the door.
Just like a sales rep. Hey, where's the homeowner? I said, she's inside. Can I help you? And he was like, yeah, let's just drop him by from ADT. Because your time for the new homeowners deal is running out for your home protection.
They've called me like so many
times. Do you answer it?
Yes.
Do you tell them no thank
you? Yes.
Yeah, so I was like, dude,
can you tell him take me off your list?
Yeah, you gotta tell him to take him off your call list.
I figured people take no for an answer, I guess. But
what, you did?
Yeah, I figured.
How naive. That's cute.
Come on, babe.
Yeah, it's 2019.
Did they read you the TCPA to even call you back?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Nerd.
What?
Rude.
It's my mom. It's my mom. Mom. Hi, Mom. You're on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
What?
You're on the podcast.
Oh, hi, Podcast America. I can't. You will be able to help me. I need your login information for Hulu. We got kicked out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, let's share the Hulu with everyone.
All right, the password is...
No, we'll watch something else. Have a great podcast.
Okay, we're almost done. I'll call you when we're done.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
You call me when I'm filming the podcast. All
right. He's like, I don't think you can help me. I need your password information for Hulu. Dude, speaking of Hulu, Disney Plus comes out soon. And
how many days?
It comes out on the 12th.
Tomorrow?
So tomorrow. Yeah, so.
You put that away.
So I was reading up. Disney Plus by itself is $8 or $7.
Not bad.
But you can also add. You can do a bundle deal where it's Disney Plus, Hulu Plus, and ESPN Plus.
For like $13.
For $12.99, $13. Yeah. But the Hulu is an ad version of Hulu.
But you also have Verizon Unlimited.
Yeah.
Which you get for free. Someone did tell me that.
I told you that.
You did tell me that last night.
Literally so last night.
Oh my god. That's my favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Someone
whenever
did
he's like,
tell me that.
You know, someone was telling me about this. I was like, yeah, it was me.
Yeah, me. I'm that someone.
He does that god all did. The time.
God told it to me.
God told.
I really just retain sounds, not images.
Hey, you don't say that.
I just did. What?
Oh.
But yeah, so I don't know if it's worth... I mean, I'm probably just get it anyway, and hopefully they'll let me upgrade my Hulu. Just pay a couple more dollars for no commercials still.
I remember back when we had ads and you lived with us, you threw such a fit about it.
They're the worst, bro.
Yeah.
Why would you sit through ads if you just don't have to? Except for... now, I run... My Hulu account has ads. But I only watch Hulu when I'm on my computer, so I have AdBlock Pro installed on my browser, and
Ooh.
It skips the Hulu ads.
Oh, do it?
It do.
Nice.
But your TV does not have AdBlock Pro.
That's okay.
Oops.
Could we, like, do
no.
it? Because it has a web browser in it?
Nope, you're not watching Hulu on the web browser. It's a browser plugin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know technology.
That's okay.
Yeah, we know.
I don't understand.
If I have a cow
Just
question,
like I'm
I'll come to you.
Incompetent in the kitchen.
She's not going to let that go, bro.
I'm not.
No, that's okay. I've already let it go.
Love you.
Let it go.
Let
it go.
Snow.
Oh, Frozen 2 came out on Friday, too, as well.
Remember last time you sang Let It Snow instead of Let It Go?
No.
Oh.
Snow?
Well, listen to the podcast. You said Let It Snow.
Oh.
The proof is in the pudding.
The text bucket of pudding.
My dad said, text me your Hulu pass.
They're in dire need.
They really are. They really want this Hulu.
It's probably so they can watch Shrek.
No one likes Shrek.
You take that back.
No one likes
Shrek. Bro, I love Shrek.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Are you serious?
No one likes it.
You don't like
Go
Shrek.
Home.
I don't like it because you ruined it.
Hold on. I can fix this.
How dare you?
You like Shrek.
No one likes
Shrek.
Oh,
my God. You like Shrek.
I like that. Can I have my mic back?
No.
So I like Shrek.
There you go. Okay.
Wow. I've never heard her talk so loud.
Yeah, all right. I can project when I want to. Hello? Oh, cool.
You said you like Shrek. That's all I wanted.
No, I liked Shrek until I met him. I still got it. In there.
That's okay.
So dumb.
I like...
She just hates Shrek now because I'm funnier than Shrek. So
no,
to her, that's just like baseline comedy.
Maybe it's like... No.
That's like another one that you ruined for me. Like with Holes, like you made me watch it every night.
Why don't you like Holes?
We're not talking about that one.
Yeah, fine. So, but you can watch Family Guy all the time because we watch it all the time.
Well, Family Guy's fine, like, because it's just a show.
Why don't you like Grandma's Boy?
We're not talking about that one.
Why?
Because I don't wanna.
You gotta.
It's a podcast.
I asked you a question.
I don't have to answer it.
I'll jump in. So I choose not the best movies to.
There's no benefits. We can't talk about it.
Well,
fuck.
Yeah, that word. So just certain scenes in the, like the one I don't even remember holes. I just feel like it was just good and then it bleh, dude, gone.
He's
and
in
then,
love with Shia LaBeouf, so that's what happened.
That could be it. That could be it. Or just that moving story is what got me. Grandma's Boy, it was definitely the Grandma's Boy was a loss.
Yes,
we
it was.
We chalked that up as a loss.
We did.
Both chalked up as losses.
Huh?
Was one a loss and one not a loss?
What?
Yeah, did my 1-1 or my 0-2?
What?
Yeah, I guess I would say 1-1.
Okay.
Nicole's not here at the moment.
It didn't help that we were like looking right at the TV too.
That's yeah, watching yeah. TV.
I suppose.
Yeah, crowd control, bro.
It was just
adios, turd nuggets. Yeah, we didn't get that far.
No, not at
you
all.
You didn't even get that far.
No.
Oh.
Well, it was. Did we not tell him the part? It was because the one part came on. That's why. It, like
where he stays at. Where he stays he was at Nick Swartzen's house.
Jerking it all over the Barbie. That's when everything went downhill. Yeah.
It was a loss.
Yeah, it was a loss.
That almost revived it, but
No, there was no reviving it after that.
Reviving Tim's dick?
Yeah.
Oh, you went soft.
Yeah, it was a loss.
Aww. Yeah, it was a loss.
One, I think it was 1-1. I think the poor holes guy. One was a 1.
It happens to all of us.
That's okay.
It was just, it was literally the scene in the movie because it weirds me out too. I'm not, nope. So that's why I hate that movie now.
Have you ever had sex to Planet Earth?
No.
Okay.
Whack.
I don't think that would be a bad experience though.
You don't like
I'll look
Grandma's
those ocelots
boy.
In the eye.
No, babe, I think it's you don't like Grandma's Boy because you don't like the lead man.
Oh, I don't like him. I don't like him in lead roles. Like whenever he's in other Adam Sandler films, I can deal with him like as a side role, but I don't like the main guy. I don't like him as an actor. I don't know why. I just don't like him. I don't like his face.
Oh.
That's mostly it. His face.
I thought it was good.
I'm not a big fan of Nick Swartzen either.
Whack.
Yeah.
Nick Swartzen's great.
I'm not a big fan of his. He's okay, but he's not.
Would you rather be a fan of Nick Swartzen or Nick Kroll?
Oh, fucking Nick Swartzen all the way. I fucking hate Nick Kroll. I hate him so with a passion. That's another guy. I just hate his face.
You all right over there?
All right. I think that's all for this week. before I have a fucking aneurysm. No socials. Rate the podcast 5 stars if you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed my butthole analysis.
Give us 3 stars.
A little bit of everything today.
Only 3? That's what you think? That's what you think of us?
I mean, we can't control the public.
Though. Yeah, but you'd want to tell them to shoot for the stars.
Yeah, shoot for the stars, not for...
Rate us
whatever you want.
4 stars.
Average. Nice.
Yeah. If you enjoyed the podcast.
That's what we deserve.
Rate us on Apple, Google. It really helps. I really appreciate it. And we will be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bly.
Bye.
Did you just say Bly?
Bly.
Bye.
Bly.